Back in May, serial entrepreneur and inventor Eric Knight unveiled a device he hopes will stem the degeneration caused by Alzheimer's disease and help sufferers preserve brain function. He's not a medical man, but he does have expertise in radio frequency technology. The device, which is designed to be worn on the patient's head for an hour or so each day, directs radio waves at the brain, an idea based on research carried out in mice, which appeared to be highly effective in slowing the progress of the disease. Knight says the original research in mice was carried out by Dr. Gary Arendash,
who is, by all measures, the leading scientist in the world in the research of RF technologies in the treatment of Alzheimer's disease. He's also the senior editor of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease.
And now he's the person who's licensing Knight's device for use in a human clinical trial that will hopefully get off the ground in Arizona this winter.
So the validation of a company like that, headed by such an esteemed individual, to license my technology was just, again, an incredible validation of the technology that I developed.
Knight and Arendash only met after the Connecticut inventor had patented his device, but the two hit it off immediately, arranging the licensing deal in only a few weeks.
In medical science, things don't normally happen that fast, so really to be able to hopefully be testing this on humans sometime this winter is really warp speed.
And this may not be the only license Knight receives for his device. He says he currently has 5 other inquiries, and he'll follow up on all of them.
I'd love to have 100 different companies working on this in parallel to really try to kind of unleash the power of many brilliant minds.
With the hope that this technology may make an impact on a disease that affects as many as 5 million Americans. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.